hear about the results of the US election. We hope. We hope that we'll get a result today. Now, joining me on the line is Robin Kravitz. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, Gary. How are you going?
Very good, thank you. And Robin is a very keen, one of the very keen organisers of the forthcoming Mitzvah Day. So tell us a little bit about Mitzvah Day. What's happening?
So Mitzvah Day is exactly what it is. It's one day for people around the world. It's actually an international event where we try to get people to do good things together on one day. So, for example, as an organisation, as an individual, as a family member, anything, however big or small, it's just trying to get people to do things together. And as you can hear in the background...
Yes, you've got your helper there.
My new daughter, Lexi, and I guess it's a classic example. Thank you, thank you. It's a real example of, it doesn't have to be anything big or small. I'm a busy mom, but I still make time on one day to do something good for our community. And I guess that's it. It's the power of the collective. If we all do something good, hopefully the world will be a better place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As cliche as it sounds.
Well, you're right. We should all be aiming to do mitzvahs. So how old's Lexi, by the way?
She's 3 months.
Wow. Okay. So you've been pretty busy.
I have been.
Good to hear that she's going to be learning all about doing mitzvot.
That's right. And that's something, Gary, that made me want to get involved. I have an older son as well, Zach, who's 6 years old. And that's kind of what triggered me to think of something like to teach him to do good things for other people purely for the sake of doing goodness for other people. You know, children are very selfish little things.
Absolutely.
So that's how I started a couple of years ago. Me and Zach just went to the local old age home and we visited old people. We picked flowers from the garden and we visited on Mitzvah Day. And that was very powerful for me, for him to do something really good.
Absolutely.
On one day. And as it's gone over the years, I've just gathered together more friends and family and bring along their kids and cousins and aunties and uncles, and I've organised bigger projects, but it doesn't have to be big.
So what sort of projects are already organised? I mean, if somebody hasn't got an idea about what they might do themselves, are there opportunities for them to join in?
Definitely. So the website, www.mitzvahday.org.au, is full of opportunities. So there's
terrific.
A section on the website called Organisations Seeking Partners. So basically there are organisations there that have written up things that they would like people to do. For example, collectathon. So there are lots of organisations looking for things. So you can just see what they're looking for. There's contact details there. You can send them an email and get a group together, collect the items and donate it to an organisation that will be truly grateful. There is blood bank drives. There are community days. So lots of different things, options available on the website that you could look at to give you an idea. So it's called the Organization Seeking Partners on the website. You could also email us at info@mitzvahday.org.au and we could lead you in the right direction.
Okay. And that's for organisations as well as individuals, I take it.
Correct. I think some people think, I'm not part of a big organisation, I can't do something. But that's not what Mitzvah Day is about. Mitzvah Day is as small as the individual, like I said, going to a neighbour that you know might need help and offering to do their garden.
Right.
A lot of the schools are involved. If you see on the website, there's also a section that has registered projects, so you can see what other people are doing, maybe to get ideas.
Right.
Mount Scopus have jumped on board. King David have jumped on board. So they're doing things, say, with their kinder groups. The kinder kids are making cards, and then they'll invite some people from the old age home to come in and present the cards and sing a few songs. And the joy that
fantastic,
will bring is enormous.
Absolutely. That's
gardening
fantastic.
Is another one that's very hands-on and easy to do, and all people can get involved with that and help do cleanups and that kind of stuff.
Robin, what are some of the things that you and Zach have done?
Yes, so the first year was very simple. We just went to the old age home. The following year, I got together with Urella, organisation working with people with disabilities, and we did a working bee at one of their centres for adults. So basically, they just moved to the centre and it was a big mess, and we just got together, we got our spades, we got dirty, the kids all cleaned the garden and weeded, and it was fantastic.
That
and there
is
were people
terrific.
Present from Urella. The following year, RDOC, organisation which helps underprivileged children. We went to the commission flats in Paran and did a planting thing. So all the kids had to actually bring a plant and plant it, which was also amazing. So the mitzvah was buying the plant and donating it and then actually planting it. So you can do very different things. And last year, we got together with Koala Kids, which is an organization that helps children with cancer. An amazing organization. So what we did,
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, I had never either. And it just shows, you just have to, you just look and there's people that, that can use the help. So what they do is they organize small gifts and little presents for kids currently undergoing cancer treatment in Victorian hospitals. So we had a working bee. All the families, all the people involved brought little boxes of Lego. You know how children can build Lego for hours, so it's in hospital.
Absolutely.
Really, so everyone brought a Lego along, and we wrapped it, and we decorated it, and we wrote cards to the kids, and we helped package the gifts for these children with cancer. So that was also...
That's fantastic. It's very rewarding, too.
Very rewarding. And that's, I guess, the idea that Mitzvah Day is, it can be something so simple, but very reward. You feel very good after you do something for someone else. The whole idea of...
Absolutely, and hopefully it translates into doing it more frequently than just the one day.
Correct. That's what somebody said, oh, why do we only do mitzvahs on one day?
One day, that's right. We should do mitzvah every day.
We don't. It's just the reminder day.
Of course, it is.
And there's something about knowing that people all around the world on that one day are doing the same thing. It kind of makes you feel like, oh, this is the day, and then it does. It kickstarts things.
It does.
The day this year is Sunday the 27th of November, so put that in your diary.
Sunday the 27th, and go to
www.mitzvahday.org.au.
And this is happening around the world. Well, how did this start?
Yeah, so in 2008 it started. Uh-huh. It was launched in the UK.
Right.
And it has just grown about... you know, people wanting to do things for other people, and every year more. So last year we had 66 organisations participate.
Wow.
And we had 82 projects. So far today on the website, we've got 56 projects registered.
Already.
So the idea is that even if you're going to do something simple, you go on the website, you register it. You say, I, Robin Crowitz, am going to go and visit the old age home.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it on the website. That way we have an idea of how many people are actually doing it.
Of course.
Just so that, you know, we can share with the rest of the world how great we are here in Melbourne. And like I said, it can be something big, something small.
It's so lovely. Yeah. It's a lovely concept.
Cooking, Sea Care are involved. They do cookathons for people in the community. There's a huge variety of organisations that are looking for people to get on board.
I'm glad.
She's agreeing.
She's agreeing, and I can see she's going to be really good at doing this too in another couple of years.
and that's the truth, and that's why that's
it's a nice way to bring up our kids with children, that with those correct. Values.
That's right, Gary. We live in such a crazy world where
we do.
We are so busy and consumed in our own things, so it's kind of like, you know, and children that have done it, it's funny, they remember things. The gardening project was very powerful for some of the children that got involved, and they every time they saw me afterwards, they said, are we going to do gardening again next year? It just makes them want to do good things for other people.
It does. I know I'm involved with Brighton Shul. And,
fantastic.
And we just went and sung to some people in an old age home, and they loved it. They had a great time. We're going to do
they
that
They had
again.
A great time, and it wasn't hard for you. You don't have to give much to
it. It was pretty hard to listen to me sing, but... it's good fun. Just as well. I'm not going to do that on air.
Oh, no, please don't. You'll scare the listeners away.
So, look, I want to remind everyone. And by the way, this also dovetails in very nicely, actually, with this coming Shabbat, which is
the Shabbat Project.
The Shabbat Project. And we were talking about that on air last week.
Yep.
And I know there's hundreds of plans for doing things this coming Shabbat. It's a terrific idea.
It's a great thing straight after. It gets people on the vibe. We live in such a vibrant Jewish community here in Melbourne.
We do. We're very lucky.
We're very lucky. Let's join together and keep doing good things and make us the best Jewish community in the world.
Oh, Robin, I love that. I love your optimism. I think that's tremendous. And I hope as many people as possible are listening and are inspired actually to take part, both in the Shabbat project this coming Shabbat and Mitzvah Day the following week. So just a reminder to everybody.
Yeah, so Sunday, the 27th of November.
Yeah.
Get on board, get on the website, look at the project.
Do something nice. Do a nice mitzvah.
Do something nice.
And then keep doing it,
and you'll make a lot of people happy, including yourself.
Fantastic, Robin. Thank you for being with us today.
Lovely to chat.
And thank you for bringing Alexi along with you to help with the interview.
Thank you. No, not a problem.
I wish you all the very best.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Bye.
Okay. Bye. And that was Robin Krevitz talking about Mitzvah Day. And, wow, it does sound fantastic. If you haven't organized to get on with and do something for Mitzvah Day, there's a bit of inspiration. Go to the website. And talking about websites, just remember, you're listening to JS.